Senate President Mike Karyndopoulos was elected to the Florida legislature in 2000 and assumed the Senate presidency last November. He began preparing to lead the Senate more than 4 years ago by raising money for candidates receptive to his ideas. In the last election cycle, Karyndopoulos broke with tradition and took sides in Republican primaries. And now, with the GOP holding 26 of 40 Senate seats, Karyndopoulos has the votes to exert his will on how Florida closes a $4 billion budget shortfall, evaluates a teacher's performance in the classroom, and the level of medical care Florida provides to the elderly, the poor, and catastrophically sick.
I feel that the Florida Senate was not as conservative as it should be. I think if you ask Jeb Bush, you talk to past House speakers, they felt the overall body was moderate. It was ones which were very sympathetic to unions, very sympathetic to trial lawyers, very sympathetic to the idea that the government maybe doesn't need to go on a diet.
Karyndopoulos has a friend in the House Speaker. Dean Cannon was first elected to the House in 2004 and jokes his wife would like his political career to end with his speakership next year. Like Karyndopoulos and Governor Rick Scott, Cannon believes government spending and regulation stifles economic growth. And with 81 Republican representatives to the Democrats' 39, Cannon has the votes to steer state policy towards his views.
The regulatory burden and the tax burden visited on small businesses by government needs to take a serious look. And I couldn't be more excited about the enthusiasm for common sense conservative approach coming out of the Senate that certainly we in the House share, and that I think Governor Scott shares, and I'm excited about working with him.
When he was installed as Speaker in November, Cannon issued a challenge to House members. He described a terrible temptation for politicians, a belief that, quote, we in Tallahassee can make all things better through government.
So during the next 2 years, I'm going to challenge you to ask a much harder question. Instead of asking what government can do to fix a problem or prevent a potential wrong when confronting the challenges facing our state, I challenge you to ask whether or not government should be involved at all. Or perhaps better yet, what can government stop doing that will allow greater freedom to our citizens?
Cannon has compiled a list of bills he wants voted out of the House and sent to the Senate in the session's opening days. A proposal reducing the number of weeks a worker can collect unemployment compensation leads that list. Before lawmakers leave Tallahassee in May, they will also tackle Medicaid reform. The Senate is working on a proposal to move most patients into HMO-like plans and a teacher tenure bill that former Governor Charlie Crist vetoed last year. Lawmakers say this year's proposal is more focused on merit pay. Senate President Karyndopoulos.
And clearly the voters spoke. And if we didn't change direction, we'd be unresponsive to voters. Look, the Senate from a year ago versus this year is pretty different place. I think you've seen it in some of the votes that have already taken place. It's a much more financially conservative place. And I think that the policies that we're pushing now reflect that.
The policy changes will be reflected in the state budget, which economists say will be about $4.6 billion short of maintaining current spending levels. Tuesday, the first day of session, groups across Florida are planning to protest proposals to close that gap. Lawmakers will have until May to decide how to balance the state budget. For Florida Public Radio, I'm James Call.